It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Mindell, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Swing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indes.
On behalf of those sponsors, along with L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Grittick Electrical and General Services, who I will talk about in a little bit.
Morning, Coach.
Welcome to Bayou Sports. I got Eric.
Yes, sir.
Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor in the house.
Dalbor, our newest member of, not our newest member of the firm, but our new partner. We're happy to have him as a partner, Mr. J.P. Dalbor.
Sweet. I do believe, I can place the year because it was 2013 when I first started at Catholic High. I believe that J.P. and I were on the Mardi Gras crew.
Andalusia.
I have to say, of all of the years of Andalusia, the worst possible outfits they could dress up. We were basically leprechauns. It was like an Irish deal.
Well, I'll make a damn good leprechaun.
Look, because I'm telling you, it was hideous. And just to tell a little story, so Russ Ricks was the head basketball coach at Catholic High at the time.
Okay.
I loved Russ. I tried to keep him, but, you know, we kind of had a little transition there when I first got into Catholic High, and he ended up leaving and actually getting a great job at Northside, and now he's coaching in college. Well, I found out through another person that Russ was a part of a very controversial thing that had gone on in the 90s, that there were three guys from Baton Rouge that had played at Christian Life that actually had come down with a coach. The guy that he had started a school in Opelousas, and the name of the school escapes me. Okay. But brought these three kids. They were living with him.
I forget the name of the school.
And, like I said, the school's not existing anymore, but there was a big LHSA investigation.
Barnum.
Yes.
David Barnum.
Barham. David Barham. Yep. Yes. Played golf with the guy a couple of times. That dude. He's okay. I'm not even going to go there. So brought these guys down, LHSA investigation. The kids are ineligible. And I found out about it, like, whatever, 20 years later, 15 years later. So I'm like, Ricks, you were one of those dudes. So he says, we're going to keep that a secret, or I'm going to post this picture on Facebook. And he showed me a picture of the leprechaun. I said, truce!
There you go.
Truce. We're two ships with our nuclear guns pointing each
That's
other
right.
in the night.
That's what you call a standoff.
Truce!
That's right.
So, Ricks, if you're out there and you hear this, you can get me back now. You can post the picture because I just outed you.
That's right.
We're going to see that picture.
Oh, man.
Bald-headed leprechaun running down
Main
Street.
I had hair then.
Okay. Well, it's better than a leprechaun than a moo-moo or something like that.
You know, if I want to be a leprechaun, I want to be like, I am the leprechaun. You know, I want to be the scary leprechaun. I don't want to be the frolicking leprechaun.
I can be the Lebanese leprechaun.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, the thing about, look, my mom's Irish. My father is Lebanese, of course. So you have a good blend. And, you know, I think I would make a pretty
good leprechaun. No, I was about to say, that's right.
I'm short. I'm stubby.
Yeah.
I can run down the street. You know, never mind. Let's go. Let's talk some sports here, man. What we got going on?
Wait up. Is this a sports show?
This is a sports show, right? Bayou Sports. I came to the right
place. Okay. God dog.
Here we go.
Pardon us while we digress.
We're having some fun, man. Welcome to the show, everyone. Sitting here with Coach Indes, having a good time.
So, Eric, yesterday we talked about it. I got to talk about it again. It's just flying all over Twitter. Everybody's talking about it. Dak Prescott, the $160 million man.
Holla at your boy.
$128 guaranteed.
Whew. Man, that's big time. That's big time.
$66 million signing bonus.
Coach Miles wanted to make him a wide receiver or something.
And look.
Yeah, hey, I mean, I'm happy for the guy.
No doubt. Rising tide raises all ships.
He's
if they can
in
afford
NFL
it.
Purgatory in Dallas anyway, so he's earning his money, Coach. My goodness.
So, I listened to other sports shows yesterday. I went out of my way because I wanted to hear what people were saying, you know, get other people's takes. It's arguable that the guy's not one of the best 10 quarterbacks in the league. I think it's arguable either way.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's definitely not one of the top five.
No.
I do know that he had his 1 year that they went whatever 13-3, 12-4, knocked out in the playoffs, that he really looked like he was a top five guy. But to me, you got to at least put 2-3 years in, you know, consecutively to be considered that guy. Sometimes I just wonder if Jerry Jones says, you know what, I can't take it with me, so let me do something a little crazy here.
I think Dak played the market right. I mean, I think he had Dallas backed in the corner. It was either pay him or I'm going to start some rumbling and move on. And I
got no problem with Dak in this whole thing. No man, do what you got to do.
I called Jerry yesterday to see if he was hiring. I mean, the guy's just giving away money.
Oh, Lord. I tell you, let me be, I don't know, let me be just Dak's personal secretary.
So,
one thing y'all haven't mentioned, how's that injury going to affect his play?
Yeah. And, well,
it won't, now that he just got paid.
Yeah, I will say this. Well, injuries just aren't what they used to be. Doctors are so good now. Things are getting so better.
He warms up. He does the Tom House hip warm-ups that Finsky was talking about last week, you know. So Dak's going to be ready to go.
So the great Jeff Boggs just put it into perspective. Now, perspective.
All right.
That the gentleman... The aforementioned gentleman, Dak Prescott, who was just given a $160 million contract, $128 guaranteed, $66 million signing bonus.
Hello.
Has never been to the Super Bowl. Rex Grossman's been to the Super Bowl. just a little, and I realize.
Have they even made the playoffs?
Rex Grossman, you know, was in a Super Bowl. So, man. And again, it's a team game. Look, it's a team game. Now, with that being said, another little tidbit of info. Not info. It was a little sarcastic tweet by NFL something. I don't think it's an official deal of the NFL.
Tweet coach?
Oh, I'm a tweeter.
I tell you what. High tech.
I'm a tweeter, baby. You got to. You get to stay on top of
things. How do you keep it within, 120 characters, whatever, words or less?
Oh, you can always continue. It's just continue. And if you need, you just go Facebook. Then you can write a book on Facebook. Okay, so somebody tweeted out, or this group tweeted out, Tom Brady restructures his contract yearly to make less money to make sure he's got dudes around him.
True, yeah.
And you got guys like Dak Prescott out there saying, show me the money. And again, Dak Prescott, this is a guy that... You know, he's never in the news for anything other than his play.
No, he's a good guy.
Which you got to give to him. But still, you know.
Well, look, if you're 20 years into your career, you can start restructuring. But Dak's never – this is his first big contract.
Yeah, but boy, I tell you.
Yeah.
That you take 40 out
of restructure.
You take 40 out of that 160 and spread it out to the rest of the team.
Oh, no, I mean, yeah.
That could bring in some dudes.
We're talking about
money you can't spend, man.
The Saints are doing our daily restructuring contracts. They're about to pull the trigger on something big. Not sure what it is.
No. Major moves going on with the Saints.
Something's happening.
And look, I'm going to keep it in the NFL, so let's move on because I want to get to something, a move with this, that the Saints made, which I know a lot of people don't understand, but I think I get it. Well, first, let's move the Eagles, okay? Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. The Eagles have dealt Carson Wentz to the Colts. They have a very high draft. I think they picked number 6 in the draft. So everybody's thinking they're going to get a quarterback. Hold the phone. Jalen Hurts, by order of the owner, Jeffrey Lurie, has said he's going to be our starting quarterback.
Well, I think that's smart.
Which I do. I like Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is nothing but a winner.
Oh, I agree.
Okay. I do realize you need to change things a little bit. He is not.
He needs some receivers.
He does. He needs receivers. But they will need to. I think they need to become more Kansas City-like. I'm not saying they need to become Ravens-like with Lamar Jackson, because he's not Lamar Jackson.
No.
But also, he's not the guy that you just want to sit in a pocket and just let him throw the ball. He needs movement.
Yeah.
And our boy Mahomes at Kansas City is not a runner, but he's a movement thrower.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And so you have to...
You got to get some studs around him.
Exactly. And am I correct? Doug got fired, right?
Yeah.
Peterson got fired.
Yeah, he got fired.
Okay.
He benched Hurts in the last game.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Which was crazy.
I didn't get that. And look, I know Doug personally. I'm 1-0 against Doug. All-Star game, 2008.
Well.
I'm wondering, hey, we not only beat him, we beat him 45-3.
Was I on that team?
No, not as I recall. My running back was the kid Ford from Leesville. It was unbelievable. The number of future NFL players on that team, my coach, was just ridiculous. A few are gonna come. Logan, it was Benny Logan, or all those guys. Kenny Bell that went to Alabama. There were dudes everywhere. Now moving to the Saints.
What you got figured out on the Saints? I'm interested to hear this.
A beloved punter was let go by the Saints. And this is old news. I'm not telling you anything that if you're a Saints fan, you don't know. Morstead was let go. Punters in the NFL have become a lot like running backs, but even more so. And the point I'm trying to make is there's a lot of good ones.
Right.
And you get to a certain point where you're not only so good, but you are at a point in your time in the NFL where you've got several years in, okay, that you really just don't become affordable. The money can be spent better elsewhere. Because, yeah, you got one of the best punters in the NFL, but you know what? You can find a guy for possibly half the price,
mm-hmm.
that might have a 1.5 less yards per average.
Yeah, I kind of thought they were gonna release him, then restructure, then re-sign him, but that doesn't look like what they
no. Do. And maybe they tried to do that, and agent stepped in, and I get it. Everybody, it's a business. You got to do what you got to do. But you know, for the person that says, "Oh, it's just crazy! It's ridiculous that they let the guy go." It's a business, and like I said, if you can, there's so many good punters out there. Especially now, Australia has become this feeder program. These rugby guys now that they learn, they can run. They do the rugby punt. They kick it end over end. They can kick the ball instead of the typical conventional Ray guy. Get it as high as you can and as deep as you can. Well, now they can place it. Let's say you're kicking to a guy for the Saints, number 11.
Yeah.
Okay, that you just don't want to kick it to. These rugby guys, man, they go end over end, and they won't let you return it.
No, I mean, he was an unsung hero for many years. I think he digressed a little bit last year. I think that may have had a play in it a little bit. But like you said, I mean, you can find another punter for half the price at least.
You know, when a punter leaves the pocket like those Australian punters do, you're live bait. In other words, once you get out of that that formation.
Oh, I'm with you. And that's why the NFL
kill him,
has been very hesitant to move. Because if you watch college punting now, there's very few, I say very few, relatively few, what we call spread punt, which where you've got tackle to tackle, two slots, and two wideouts. That is the conventional punt that you're going to see 90% of the time in the NFL, probably even more. In college now, there's all kind of different ways of punting that you do it. And what it does also, it makes the opposition. I remember we played St. Thomas Aquinas one year, and I knew we were going to beat the brakes off of these guys. It was in the playoffs. But they were so complicated with their punt team. And we had to spend 15 minutes every darn day just making sure. Because it's not only that, you have to prepare for fakes out of that punt.
Right, right.
And it just drove me nuts. So there is, you know, a reason to do that, just to make the opposition have to spend extra time, especially like in college, because you've only got 2 hours. In high school, you can practice them. There are regulations, but ain't nobody watching, okay? You can do it in seventh period.
You can say it now,
you can
coach.
Do it before school. You can do whatever, okay? But in college, you got your 2 hours.
Man, Coach, you must be a social media whiz child. I got people sending me screenshots of your tweet page.
Oh, dude.
Bayou Sports for Coach Indes.
Man, I'm telling you, man,
social
I'm out
media
there.
Mogul in,
I'm out there. I'm in sales, bro.
I tell you, man.
I'm in sales.
I step my game up.
Speaking of sales, before we go to the break, we're going to talk a little bit about Grytek Electric.
Yes, sir.
If you're a home or business owner, you're looking for an electrician, and you need a guy. You just need a guy. I got one for you. Jonas Hebert, Grytek Electrical and General Services. New Iberian native. He wants to serve the people of the Bayou area. Grytek will handle your home situation. They can handle your business situation. They can handle your school situation. If you're a school out there and you need whatever, with your football field, with your gymnasium, hassle-free pricing and experienced staff, prides itself on innovation. We need these young guys, folks. These young guys that get the whole,
Yep.
Alexa can turn on your lights for you.
Yep.
Hey, Alexa, turn on the living room lights. Hey, Alexa, play Kane 1240.
Yeah, look, in addition to all that, and I agree, we got to keep the young people in this town motivated to stay here.
Absolutely.
And by supporting each other, this is a great way to do it. We got some great sponsors here on Bayou Sports. It gives us a chance to highlight some of these younger guys and their businesses.
And this is
we're
one
all
of
in this together, and,
yep.
and this is just one way to help promote each other.
You want to go LED in your house. It's going to save you a boatload of money in the long run. Okay, just get it done. Jump it. It's going to save you. You want to protect your house from power surges? You average 20 per day. You want to save on major appliances that won't get blown out. Have Grytek install a home panel surge protector. Look, for all your needs, call my buddy Jonas. Jonas is a nephew of the millions of Hebert boys. And I know at least one sister.
There's a lot of Heberts.
Everybody knows the family. If you don't know one of the Hebert boys, you didn't grow up in New Iberia. 337-944-4547. 337-944-4547. Save your money on your bill. Do what you need to do. Call Jonas. Call me. I'll set you up with him. You never know. He might give me a little. Give me a little side action if I send him. You never know.
There you go.
You never know. We'll be right back right here at 367-1240 with the Arena Football Hall of Fame legend, the one and only George LaFrance.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Kip Sonye. Friday, Beauty of Grey. Saturday is the rescheduled Mardi Gras brunch with Cajun Company Band at 10 and Basin Street Band at 2. And Sunday, it's Gerard Delafosse. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and No Bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in the Barry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
We at Hike Menville Grubs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Okay, we're back right here along the beautiful Bayou Teche. Me and the Eric Hike of Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor.
Yes, sir.
In the house. You know, we're talking a little professional sports, a little pro football. Well, let's not forget, there's not only the NFL. There's Canada, but arena football,
yeah,
has been around quite a long time. And right now on the phone, we have one of the greatest of all time right here from New Iberia, Louisiana, George LaFrance. How we doing, George?
I'm doing pretty good, Brad. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing well. George, let me start. I want to ask you a question because my mother swears she remembers you. Did you go to North Street?
Yep.
Okay.
I was at North Street.
Okay. So my mother, I don't believe she taught you, but my mother, she was like an ELA, English language, I don't know, whatever. But so my mother is now 95 years old, and she's seen better days, but she's still kicking. And I was talking to her yesterday, and she said, "How's the show going?" And I told her, I said, you know, that you were coming on tomorrow. She goes, "George LaFrance." She goes, "He went to North Street." So that was I was so happy that she remembered that. Mm-hmm. George, let's begin again in your younger days. Is playing peewee ball, the early things, because I know you were an excellent baseball player, played baseball in college. Some of the guys in New Iberia in the 70s that influenced you growing up?
Johnny Hector.
Yeah.
Elton Alexis. I'm naming those couple because when we was growing up, going to Lord G. Porter Stadium over there, you just remember the names, especially the Hector one. When we was growing up, Hector, the announcer, just all the way through.
Yeah. Yep,
former Mayor Clay.
And it was a blessing to be able to watch these athletes perform in high school and then go to pro. And growing up in New Iberia, on the hill across from the Canada ballpark, watching the baseball games as well across the street when the high school used to play right across the street from my house.
Yep.
And so back then, growing up, going to Live Oak, that's where I started. Live Oak, I was there in first grade, first and second. Then went to North Street from third to sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to junior high. Well, now they call it middle schools.
Mm-hmm.
Seven and eight, and then ninth grade. It was our freshman. It was when Anderson Middle School and Anderson Junior High and Nish Junior High all came together.
Yep. Well, of course, yeah, with Mr. Osberry, with Mr. Verge Osberry as the principal.
Yes, and it was like, wow. You know, going to the ninth grade, I guess that was the most intimidating year, getting into high school. Because for the younger ones listening to my voice, once you start freshman in high school, you get 4 years to compete. And so you got to make sure you're hitting them books every year. Yep. You don't want to lose a year.
And people don't realize, George, that freshman high at one time, they would have as many as 900 students in one grade.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
4 through 12 at Catholic High School here in town, there's 700 students.
Wow.
4 through 12, okay, in one grade, 900 students.
That's a lot.
Yes. Which, of course, now is Westgate.
Yes, now it's Westgate. But I'm talking about the competition, you know, the compete.
Yep.
When you had both middle schools come into one ninth grade, I was a running back. They didn't move me to receiver because I was small. I mean, I didn't even weigh 100 pounds when I was in the ninth grade. And so just understanding hitting the books, understanding getting prepared for college, it starts even in middle school. You need to start preparing as soon as possible, getting your mind right, thinking about where you want to go to college. And then back then, what we had was, three different programs from the counseling. You either had a general, just to graduate, then you have vocational tech, when they used to go to the base for the trades, and then you had college prep. They had those three that they was offering us. And so I took the college one. And so I was taking all the classes that I needed for college. And I used those same notes when I got to college. The anatomy, physiology, your geometry, your algebra, your American lit, your British lit. All those courses that you're going to be needing for college, start preparing in high school.
George, moving on.
Uh-huh.
So you're what I'm going to call a late bloomer, okay, because not heavily recruited out of high school, okay, move on, probably initially thought that baseball might have been your ticket, and then all of a sudden, because, of course, I knew who, you know, you're a year older than me, okay, I'm a 66 baby, you're a 65 baby, okay, so I always knew who you were. I mean, I kept up with you guys and Thor Bruno and Leroy Achan. I know that's younger than you, but you know, all those guys at that time. So I always knew who you were. But then all of a sudden, so years pass, and you go through your little college thing at Baker and the different things you did in college, and then all of a sudden, you're just wrecking shop in the Arena League. It's like, and everybody's like, wait up, who's this guy?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it? Was it a mental thing? Was it a physical thing? Was it a combination of mental and physical? What was the light switch that went? Because what people, I think they do understand, but I'm going to make sure they understand. I don't care what level. You're getting paid to play football. They got some bad dudes out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
so maybe it's
mental
on that
and physical.
Yeah.
It's mental and physical. It was. I got a chance after my rookie year in '88. I got a chance to go to Green Bay and sign with the Packers. And Elton Alexis was with me in Green Bay at the same time.
Uh-huh.
At two wide receivers with the Green Bay Packers
from New Iberia. They were both black and gold yellow jackets.
We were both signed with the Packers at the same time.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I remember Elton at Tulane. I remember when he went to play with the CFL. He got to Green Bay, and I'm like, I was like, wow. But back to the mental aspect, playing ball. Once you find a niche that you can play and you can enjoy and love the game, and I gave it everything I had. I tell my athletes, you play as hard as you can for as long as you can. Because you don't know when that time is going to come up. And so I was blessed to play 12 years. But you play hard. You practice like it's a game. And you just give it your all. And coming out of Liberia, I want to tell a story that they used to have two buses that used to go by off of Fulton Street where I live. The Pepper bus used to go by first to pick up people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, to go to work. After that bus, then the school bus come to pick up
the
people.
Pepper bus?
Yeah, go pick peppers.
Yes, it was a pepper bus. It was picking up people to go to work and pick peppers.
Yep.
That was earlier.
That was before the school bus come by.
Yep.
So you think it should have been reversed.
Yeah.
The school bus should have came first. Those didn't make that bus thing you go to work.
Oh, Lord. Joe, that's great stuff.
It is. That's good stuff. Joe, you and I never met, but I'm enjoying listening to you speak about those younger years.
Oh,
this
look.
Just the things that you're saying about the youth today. You know, my son's in youth sports and involved with a lot of youth in different aspects of sports. And, yeah, I mean, it carries over. And I tell my son, you have to play every game like it's your last game. That's the mentality you have to have. Go out there and have fun.
George, now you're the athletic director at Navajo Technical University in New Mexico. Maybe briefly just let us know how's it going over there, what led you to there, and just about you and your family now.
Okay, everything going well. I married Darlene. I met her back in 83 when I first went to E8 in Thatcher. So we've been married since 89. We got three girls. We got Iseki, she's 30, Najoni, 28, and LaBelle, she graduating out of high school this spring. And I'm blessed. Everybody's healthy. And about Navajo Technical University, I'm in charge of rodeo, archery, and cross country. And we're about to start a collegiate cycling team.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so just knowing the little ins and outs. Now, yes, I didn't do no rodeo back in the day growing up. But,
you didn't ride horses right there at Acadiana Ballpark? Y'all didn't?
You know what? They did have horses once in a while that they brought across, especially when they used to have the fair.
I remember way back when, the up and down Darby Lane, they used to have some horse riders coming back from the farm, which is now the golf course. Okay, but you had all that farmland back there. That's interesting.
Yep.
Well, I tell you this, George. Yep. I was at Acadiana Ballpark last night watching my son baseball practice.
Oh, yeah.
So they're still practicing there.
We passed right there, go to Nativity Church to this day. So, George, when you come in town, please look us up. If you're here in the mornings, I'd love to have you come in studio one day.
Definitely.
Because I know
my grandpa is still doing well. He's 96.
Okay, yeah, my mother's 95. He's still over there we go. So, yeah, please, like I said, just shoot me. You've got my number now. Shoot me a text or give me a call when you're coming in town. We'll get you in studio. We'll hang out a little bit, talk about old times. I think
good.
Turbo's got a quick question for you.
Yeah, George. Okay. Tony Landry. George, were you, I played American Legion baseball in the early 70s. Were you one of those kids that used to take off with the foul balls, at the ballpark?
I was the one used to get those moon pies when we used to bring the balls in.
That's right. They give you a song.
Yes, they give a drink. That's right.
Trade
a ball for a moon pie. Hey.
You bring the ball back and they give you something every time.
Yeah.
You get a reward.
I remember my coach still hollering out, "We're going to call the police on y'all if I don't bring them."
Well, not George. George was getting his moon pie. He wanted the moon pie.
Because I live across the street.
I literally live
right across the street.
That's a free snack, man.
That is awesome. That is all. Hey, taught you at a young age that, a little due diligence, man, you get paid for it.
That's right.
Yeah, and so you learn, I was blessed. Like I said, watching the guys grow up. Playing high school ball right then, I'm like, man, I get to play baseball right across the street from home. And then they end up moving us to Nish for our home field. I'm like, oh, that wouldn't go.
But just
watching the guys, even the flag football. These are flag football over there at the Acadiana Ballpark.
Yep.
So I got a chance to watch a lot of sports growing up. And growing up in the 70s and the 80s, we all got along together. It was just beautiful.
Yes, sir.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be a part of that crew.
Well, George, we go out of our way here to remember guys like you, because people, like we've said, we love it when we have the New Iberia guys that go away and they come back and they set roots here, but we also love the guys that have gone out in the world.
Yep.
And have paved their own path and done the things that you've done, and through college, the Arena League, and what you're doing right now for the college folks over at Navajo Technical, I commend you and really appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thank you, and I know we're short for time, but again, y'all, please be safe out there. Please be safe.
You got it.
And because we want y'all around. Please.
Same here.
All right, but thank y'all. Take care of yourself.
Okay, we'll talk
soon.
All right,
thank y'all.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye-bye. See ya. You know what, Coach? What a great story for the youth that are listening, or the people that are guiding the youth, to inspire them not only through sports, but there's so many avenues that sports can take you in order to have a successful career.
Yep.
That's what that interview shows to the people of this area.
I hope George is still listening, because one thing I did mention that my mother said, she said he was Kanai. Which those, it's mischievous, I guess. I guess is the best interpretation of the Cajun French word, Kanai.
Great word.
We're going to be right back with Andrew Madden from the Delcom Panthers baseball team.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock.
Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Cane 107.5.
All right, we're back. And before I bring on Coach Madden, I gotta throw out a special happy birthday to not only my brother-in-law, but my former defensive coordinator at Catholic High School helped lead us to a 2017 state title, 2018 runner-up. The man with the largest head in Iberia Parish, Craig Brody.
Yeah.
Craig's normally doing car line around it. Well, he's probably done with, might still be doing car line at this time.
He's out there every morning.
He puts in his earbuds and he says he listens to the show. So, Craig, if you're listening, happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday, Coach. He told me one time, he said, you know, no one's been hit yet on my watch.
Speaking of Brody, another gentleman that at one time we crossed paths in our coaching career, the best equipment guy. And I don't know if Andrew, you want to be remembered that way, but I'm just telling you, you're a damn good coach, and I know that, and you're doing an excellent job. But I'm just telling you, you will always go down as the best for me, and I work with a lot of guys. This guy could handle equipment. He could change out a helmet in the middle of a game like it was a NASCAR pit crew. Andrew, how we doing?
Good, man. When you stand on the sideline of SEC football game and players are coming off and stuff's broken, you learn how to be fast.
Yeah. Those guys. And, of course, that was your time at Mississippi State, correct?
Correct, yes, sir.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm telling you, if you had a snap issue, sometimes those snaps, okay, they'll come off, and the part that you grab them with, you can't. And the only way to get them off, if you don't have a pair of pliers, is with your teeth, okay? But Andrew would just be bite that sucker off, and I'd be like, look at this dude. This dude's serious. All right, so, Andrew, Delcom High Panthers, man. I call on a lot of people, as everybody, hopefully everybody knows. If you don't know, I'm going to remind you. I rent All Tools for Integrity Rentals, so I'm out there and I'm meeting guys in Vermilion Parish, you know, South Iberia Parish, all over. And I don't know if I've heard this much excitement about Delcom baseball in quite a while, man.
Yeah, I mean, we're having a good year so far. We had some up and downs. Finally got our basketball guys back, so that's been good. But it's just, I don't know, man, our schedule's kind of been really, really up or down. There's some teams that we got return games from last year, and there's some teams that added to the schedule that have just been, you know, like last night we played Livonia, man, and they're really young. And, you know, we played them last year, and we dominated when we played them. I'm thinking, man, new coach, he'll be in his second year, and it'll be better, and it wasn't. But, I mean, the couple games we played against some pretty good opponents, you know, last Friday we go to Crowley and don't have a great day leading up to the last inning. And the last inning we just kind of stay the course and we put up a 9 spot, end up beating them 10-5. And that's a big win over a team that had a 1-run loss to STM and beat Catholic High. And, you know, then the next day our youth shows up because we play Crowley, who's, you know, down. And have a bad day, lose to Crowley, then lose to Jennings, who's a pretty good club. So it's just kind of been up and down, so we're trying to level that out and go from there. But, you know, we're pretty much right where we were last year. We were 8-3 before everything got shut down. We're 7-3 right now. And we have Westminster again on Saturday and 4A Ellender after that. So I'm excited about where we're going to be, but business is going to pick up next week, play Central Catholic, and then District starts the week after that. So, you know, just kind of stay the course and get these guys in a positive momentum going forward.
Yeah, so moving forward, looking at District, so and like I was talking to Coach Jordan the other day, who I know you know Coach Jordan very well, you know, typically in 7AA, is it still 7 or is it 6 now? Is it 6 or 7?
7-2A.
Okay, so 7-2A. You've got your three mainstays that are always up there, Lorville, Ascension, and Catholic High. Well, talking to those guys, it's going to be interesting now because you got to throw – they cannot overlook you guys because pitching is everything. Everybody knows
it. Absolutely.
And so it's who do you pitch against who? Do you save your ace for these guys or that guys? Well, now when you've got a four-headed monster in that district, You almost just have to follow the course with your pitching. Am I right, Andrew? As far as just, you know, just you pitch your guys in rotation.
Right. Well, I mean, we feel – I got a senior, Caleb Mono, who's done really well. He pitched against Westminster Friday. and we didn't really help him out early and gave up some runs on some miscues. I mean, he's not a terribly hard thrower. He throws a really heavy ball though, and he's had success in that moment. I mean, the kids that I have now. I mean, we lost a big senior class last year, but that Louisville team 2 years ago that made it to the semis and lost, they lost to Delcom, you know, in Delcom. So these kids have experienced success against the heavyweights of the district. And I think AES is probably a little bit above everybody else right now. Catholic High is doing what they always do, where they play a super tough schedule early. And, I mean, obviously they built some confidence last weekend with two big wins over E.D. White. Louisville, I think Louisville's kind of young like us, but those guys, you know, I tell my kids, man, those guys have been in the dugout in Sulphur, so they know what it's like to get there. And that's a huge step to take. But I do feel like, you know, we're pretty balanced. You know, I'm not super senior heavy. I got a really good group of sophomores. I got a couple pretty good juniors. I feel like we're not an easy out for anybody as long as we play, you know, disciplined baseball, which is what we're trying to get to that point.
Yeah, because the one thing I've noticed when you look through your schedule is that you're scoring a lot of runs. I mean, you look like you got some guys 1 through 9 that can swing the bat.
Well, we play Kaplan week 1, and they had a really, really, really good. They got one arm. That dude's legit. And we just struggled, man. We hadn't seen that kind of pitching, and you know they got us 4-1. And then from then on, I mean, we've played some less. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. These teams just aren't hitting their stride right now. But we talked about our approach. We took a better approach. And I mean, Oberlin, you know, that's a Class 1A state champion a couple years ago. Now they're a little bit down. But I hadn't had many teams hit 2 jacks and 3 doubles in 1 inning, and we did it against them. So, I mean, I think we have the potential there, and especially now that we have everybody, it creates what I like to call a lineup accountability. So, you know, I got 16 guys that can play, so if you're having a bad day, I don't have to just sit there and watch you struggle. I can put somebody in that can hopefully pick up the pace, and having depth, I think, is something that maybe Delcom hadn't always had. We've had it for a couple years now. And I don't know if we'll have it forever, but we got some lineup accountability, and that's always a great thing.
Well, I know and hope that in the short time that we worked together, you know, that accountability word was something that was just a staple of everything that I did. And when you got somebody nipping at your heels, there's nothing like that to know that, hey, if I don't get it done, there's somebody's going to get it done. Because guess what? That's life.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's life, man. If you don't get it done, somebody is going to be willing to get it done. And and again, I'll say it over and over again. I can't say it enough. That's why athletics is such a perfect preparation for life.
Absolutely.
Especially when you've got guys like Coach Madden right here that you hold them accountable. And you say, you know what? Hey, and you don't have to be ugly about it. You just, hey, buddy. Hey, you're 0 for your last 12 appearances. Let's give this
guy
a shot.
Yeah, like we just talked about with your last guest, Mr. LaFrance, when you buy in, it breeds success.
Yep.
When you buy in to what the responsibilities are, regardless of the sport, it breeds success. Hopefully for a lot of these kids after sports.
Yep. Andrew, looking forward, moving forward, what we got coming up in the next week or two that you're going to be dealing with?
So we got St. Martinville actually – canceled their game. They got COVID or something for Thursday in their tournament.
Also they've got state championship basketball on Thursday. I would imagine they might be letting all their students out of school.
That could be why.
Hey, honestly, I don't know what the reason is, but honestly, they're not very good, so it probably hurt us more to play them than not play them. So I'm not
Andrew,
sure
you sound good. So much like me, it hurts. You know, I just I could never hold. You know, hey, you're not real good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just is honest. I mean,
yeah, I'm with you.
He's struggling. He knows.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we got Westminster Saturday. That's a big game for us. Then we have Ellender. They've been winning some games. Traditionally not a great program, but they're a 4A school. Then next Monday we got Beauchamp over there, another 4A school. Then we got Central Catholic here, which is a big game for us. They got a couple UL or Nichols guy, and I think maybe a UL guy. So they got some plus pitching. Then next weekend we play North of Main at their place.
Yeah, North of Main waxed Catholic High last night, 10-3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, North of Main, baseball's so weird, right? So, like, Jennings played Westminster on Thursday, lost 12-2. We played Westminster on Friday, beat them 10-5. Then we played Jennings on Saturday and lose 11-1.
Yeah, it's baseball. Yeah. It's baseball.
You know, Louisville beat North of Main 12-2. So, it's just a it's a weird deal. I think North Bend is very talented. That's going to be a tough game for us, but we're looking forward to the challenge. Again, they 4A, so it's a PowerPoint bonus deal right there. And then after that, we'll play ERATH next Saturday. I think it's the first time we played ERATH in baseball in quite a while, so I know our kids will be jacked up for that. And we'll get into district the next week, starting with AES.
Well, Coach, I hope that we can get back together as district gets moving and we start moving toward the playoffs to have you back. We want to stay on top of that. And I'm going to ask you a favor.
Yes, sir.
If you can get a hold of your softball coach's info and send that to me, so I can get your softball coach here sometime maybe next week. If you could send that to me and wishing the Delcom Panthers all the best and wishing you all the best, my friend.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll talk soon.
Good luck, Coach.
All right. Later.
All right. Talking to Coach Madden, doing an excellent job for the Delcom Panthers, and yeah, calling on a lot of people. Delcom's youth program really has made a turn recently. Got some good parents involved, mm-hmm. getting their kids playing, and of course that's going to lead and help out your high school program.
Build the depth of that program. I mean, for all sports, it's got to be beneficial.
Absolutely. So we're going to be right back. We got a couple of things to talk about, and of course, I'm at number 38 of the. I can't tell y'all how it excites me that a buddy of mine from New Orleans called me yesterday, who listens regularly.
Really? Awesome.
And said, dude, that wrestling deal. He goes, who thought of that? I said, well, I did. I said, it's my life. It's my history. It's what I grew up with. He goes, dude, that is genius. He said, you got me waiting every day. He said, I'm waiting just to hear who your next guy is. So I will unveil number 38 along with a couple other things when we come back right here on Bayou Sports at Kane1240.com.
Trunk Wheat,
38.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock.
Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
Be at the Corner Tavern this Saturday for the rescheduled Mardi Gras brunch to benefit local charities. The live music begins at 10 with the Cajun Company Band, and at 2, it's the Basin Street Band. From barbecue to etouffee, fried fish, and more, a variety of food by local cooking teams. No charge, but donations will be accepted to benefit local charities. That's this Saturday. Doors open at 9 at the Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, before we get to my number 38 all-time wrestler. Eric's going to take the stage a little bit. Wanted to talk about a couple of things.
Well, first and foremost, Coach, I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you and on Bayou Sports. It's a great opportunity for me to just get out and have a little fun. I want to thank all of our sponsors for giving us this platform. You know, I've worked with and dealt with some of these sponsors over the years. I just wanted to highlight, like I told you before, Additive Solutions, Jace Duga, great guy from New Iberia. I mentioned it previously. I personally have used his company for COVID sanitation, cleaning of my office spaces. We again had to use him this past weekend for another situation that arose within one of my offices. He's a great guy. He's very professional. They come in, they clean, they sanitize, they fog, they put air purifiers. It helps me feel more comfortable sending my staff back into the workplace in addition to the employees. And so I would be remiss to not give Jace and Additive Solutions another plug this Wednesday. We thank him for doing what he's doing. And look, at the end of the day, keep business local. There's a lot of guys in this town that love New Iberia, that love giving back to their community, that we need to support in order for them to be successful. You know, we're all in this together. Like I told Jace, I would prefer to use someone, any of our sponsors, when I have an opportunity to do so. And I encourage our listeners to do the same.
It amazes me, the generation that you're speaking of, and these 30-something-year-olds out there, and the web that they create, and I'm actually in sales talking to a lot of those guys now, and just the different avenues that they create amongst themselves, mm-hmm. Just supporting each other and doing what they do.
Yeah, Coach, in what I do for a living in practice law, we would not be successful without the people of this community supporting us. And I'd like to take this opportunity just to thank the patrons of Hikemanville Grubbs and Dalbors over the last 40 years. You know, we're not selling products, we're selling ourselves, we're selling our services, our reputation, our credibility. Keep your business local, you know, and give us a chance, because we can help you out just as anyone else in these big cities that are flooding the market with advertising.
And, of course, you worry so much, and we're all guilty of it, especially due to COVID. It blows me away right now, and again, I don't want to get into the political argument over it, but you know, my wife tried to go shopping the other day in these places that won't let you try on clothes right now. Well, they're basically telling you to shop on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to shop on Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay? You know? And I'm just hoping that everybody just starts getting a little more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So that, because it's so convenient to shop on Amazon. There's a reason why Jeff Bezos or whatever his name is a gazillionaire. Because it's convenient.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. But you know, we gotta make the effort to support locally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our local restaurants, whether it's eating in, picking up, carry out, drive through. Help each other.
I've never in my career been a guy that was out and about, because I was always affiliated with a school. But now that I am, and I'm moving around.
Now you like the new mayor of Main Street.
Oh, baby. So, but you know, for lunch, and I'm a guy. I love to go to grocery stores for lunch and pick whatever they have in their little, you know, Bilo's. I love Bilo's boudin.
Yeah.
Okay. I just love going, man, just every now and then, two links of boudin, Bilo, with a bag of chips and a Diet Sunkist, man.
Oh, yeah.
That is just perfect. You got to, for every bite of boudin, you eat a chip.
A little jalapeno chip.
But again, boom. Freeman's right there, okay? The old Daspit, which is now Millside. And Rouse's, I try to make sure I hit them all, because I just think they're all great, and we want to see all these businesses thrive. Every time I pass a building here on Main Street and I see it unoccupied, I'm like, you know, let's, you know, hope and pray that we can get somebody in there and get a thriving business in there. But good stuff and good
stuff
people
going on in Iberia right
and
now.
I'm going to go ahead and throw it in right now, because we got a couple of seconds. The thing that is, and this is when I first. When Teddy and I first talked about doing this show, I never imagined the personal gratification that I would get from just affirming people, from bringing people on like George LaFrance, from bringing on people like Gary Joseph, and letting them know, hey, we remember you, we appreciate you.
And guys, we love you.
Yeah, guys like Andrew Madden.
Yeah.
Guys like David Jordan, guys like Coach Hudson. Coach Watney at Catholic High talking about KK Reno the other day, just all these different things. One thing I will promise you about this show, we won't be perfect. If you fact check us, I don't know, I might get something wrong. But we're not going to go negative on this show, especially with local people. No. Like I said, we might question something that Sean Payton does. We might question something that guys are making gazillions of dollars. But when it comes to Bayou area folks, this show is going to be all about positivity and promoting this area.
Oh, yeah. Look, Coach, I deal with controversy, legal issues, all that stuff, enough. I come here to have fun, talk sports.
And I tell people all the time, coaching, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't trade my years of coaching for anything. But when you're dealing with youngsters and dealing with the school system, you deal with negative every day.
Yeah.
There's negative things you have to – if you're going to be a guy like me, I'm a disciplinarian, you're going to do the way it's going to be done, the definition of discipline.
It wears on you.
Do it the way it's supposed to be done, when it's supposed to be done,
you're
supposed to do
it. You lost all your hair.
Exactly.
I mean, geez.
And so it does weigh on you after a while. And being able to be in sales like I am now, Chris Bigler allows me to go out and be the happy guy. I'm not the collection guy. I'm not the guy that fools with the equipment. I'm just the happy guy going out there and selling and renting, okay? And then I get to do this in the morning. It's just been fabulous.
No, it's been cool. It's been a lot of fun. I'm getting a lot of great comments. I think we're starting to pick up some steam. Check us out on Facebook.
Yep.
Check out Coach Brent Endes' Facebook page. Usually posts.
Yeah, just about every day. I think I missed one day. One day I screwed up.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I get, and I'm going to throw out his name right now, whether we end up getting the deal done or not. I get a call from Gonzales, Louisiana, by the great Jimmy Schwing Jr. Anybody doesn't know who Mr. Jimmy Schwing was, affiliated with baseball. I mean, right here, an attorney here in town.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Schwing family. His son Jimmy calls me out of the blue. Hey, man, what do I need to do to get on your show? Talking about his business. It's
a
safety business.
He
said, we do business on the Gulf Coast. He does business on the Gulf Coast. I said, well, dude, I screenshotted the little form, sent it to him, so I think we're going to get a deal done. So it warms my heart to know that we got folks out there listening, following it on Facebook. A lot of folks listening after the fact in the afternoons on www.kane1240.com.
Yep.
So let's get to the
something serious. Let's get back to the nuts and bolts here.
Trent Wheat,
38. So there's different reasons why I may have been drawn to a certain wrestler. It might have just been personality. That was probably the number one. Okay, you know, you just love the guy. But the hold that they're marquee. Hold their submission hold, okay?
That's what drew you in?
To this guy.
Oh, okay.
To the current guy I'm about to speak of. All because right. This guy was voted in 1977 the most hated wrestler of that year.
That's a good reason to pull for the dude.
Okay? And you see, you got to understand something. When I was a kid, and it's one of the things that why I quit watching wrestling. I hated that I'm a good guy, now I'm a bad guy. When they started doing all that stuff, Hulk Hogan's good, now he's bad. Now this guy's with the Four Horsemen, blah, 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 all this stuff. I didn't get that. To me, you were either going to be Clint Eastwood, or you were gonna, who was the bad guy in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? Lee Van Cleef? You were either going to be Clint Eastwood or Lee Van Cleef, okay? Not Eli Wallach. Eli Wallach was Blondie. Okay. If you don't know The Good, the Bad, and Ugly,
I was
I'm
drawn
sorry.
To whatever type of violent accessory they carried into the.
Okay,
ring.
I'm with you. Well, we talked about Abdullah the Butcher yesterday, who has been credited.
I mean,
the first guy to bring in a chair in the ring.
And to
whack a guy with a chair.
That made my ears perk up.
I had a guy comment on Facebook.
I smacked my brother with a chair.
I got hammered on Facebook yesterday. Gentleman said, Abdullah would have been way higher on my list. I love it. Okay. The full Nelson.
Yeah.
The full Nelson.
So this guy, okay.
This guy, I'm not saying he invented the full Nelson.
He might have perfected it.
But this gentleman did perfect the full Nelson. I'm telling you, when my brother Joey first put me in the full Nelson, I was like, that's when in my head, this can't be fake. Oh, my God, he almost broke my neck. Now, you can also go half Nelson, which is actually allowed in real and I say, how dare I say that? It's allowed in collegiate wrestling, the half Nelson, to where you slip your hand underneath the armpit of your adversary, and then the hand goes behind the neck. And then you grab the other arm and put the arm behind his back. That's considered a half Nelson. A full Nelson is both hands under the armpits, reaching around, both hands behind the neck. And I'm just telling you, don't try this at home, folks.
I used to do that to Hugh Andre all the time.
So the full Nelson. This gentleman was the, again, talking about athletes, 1972 Olympian, expected to beat Vasily Alexiev. Anybody that grew up during my time, Vasily Alexiev was the guy that from 1972 in Munich for the next three Olympics kicked everybody's tail. This gentleman didn't get it done at that Olympic venue. Was a premier track and field shot and discus thrower after he got injured and he couldn't throw the javelin. Had a brother, Jack, that played for the Colts, and another brother that played for the 49ers. So, again, we're talking about athletes here.
They probably put him in the full Nelson as a kid.
The great Ken Patera. He became a bodybuilder. And like I said, for those of you that followed this stuff, there was a guy by the name of Bobby Heenan that was the worst manager. When I say the worst manager, he was the guy you love to hate. And he had what was called the Heenan family. And Ken Patera was a part of the Heenan family. And I hated this guy. And again, when I made this list, I had to set aside, it was more about not who I like, it's about who I remember the best. Who affected me?
How many people on the list?
40.
Okay.
Top 40.
I got you.
What number is this, Turbo?
38.
38. Oh, my God.
So just a little more. If you want a reason to hate this guy, I have no problem admitting giving away something. Andre the Giant, top 5.
Yeah.
Top 5. Okay, he helped cut Andre the Giant's hair after they knocked him out. After they cut Andre's hair,
yeah, that's not good.
If I saw Ken Patera on the street right now,
yeah,
I wouldn't do it from the front, but I might have to go grab my 2-iron. No, I don't have a carry of 2-iron anymore. Grab my 3-iron and whack him over the back of the head to get him back for cutting Andre the
How
Giant's
dare
hair.
How dare he?
Another reason, Wahoo McDaniel. One of my favorites of all time.
You know all this
defeated
crap.
Chief Wahoo McDaniel in 1978 for the Mid-Atlantic Heavyweight Championship. It was a sad day in my life.
Yeah.
I was in the sixth grade. I remembered. It was a sad day when Ken Patera beat Chief Wahoo McDaniel. So with that being said, number 38, tomorrow we'll be back. Kind of got a wide open show tomorrow. I'm going to try to get a couple more coaches on. Talk a little more on Friday. Eric's going to come back.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah, we're
going to get Jace Conrad on.
Jace Conrad, former UL All-American baseball player. He's scheduled to get in here and mix it up with us on Friday. Looking forward to that.
And keep it in line with baseball, we're going to have Rob Segura from Lorville
join us
all the same. So with that being said, right here on beautiful Main Street in New Iberia, for Eric Hike, for Turbo, and for Brent Indest.
Yeah.
We're going to say goodbye, and we are sponsored by Iberia Sports and Rehab, my man Chad Arsenault. Have I mentioned this name before today? Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbo?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know about those folks?
Yeah, we do. I appreciate it.
Know about those folks? Schwing Insurance, the great Armin Schwing. Talked about his first cousin, Jimmy, that hopefully they're coming on board. Blazing Specialties with my man Robert Romero, which I'll be seeing soon. Additive Solutions, which we discussed earlier. Jace Duga, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. I don't think Hugh's going to be happy because I'm telling you right now, Ric Flair's not my number one.
Guy. Let me restate that. Hugh might have put me in the full Nelson a couple of times, too, to be honest with you. He was a little bit older, so they kicked me around a little bit.
The Quarter Tavern, my man Ty, go visit him. Have a cold when Arsenault Ford taught the young lady, Christy, as a freshman at Catholic High School, helped mold her to the woman she is today.
Yep. You were the key to her success as well, Coach.
The Home Run King, 1972-73, Frank Burbank with Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment. Action Specialties, Mark Lepre.
Mm-hmm.
Lenny, just his dad, his kids, some of my Tara, that's my peeps.
Yep.
That's my peeps. L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports. This man, Jake Blanchard, was so busy. I've been trying for a month to get him here to cut his commercial. He finally got in and cut the commercial. When I say this dude's wheeling, dealing, speaking of Ric Flair, styling, smiling, and profiling.
Woo!
That's what this guy is. And last but not least, Jonas Hebert with Grytek Electric and General Services. Please support these folks who support Bayou Sports. That's a wrap. We'll see you tomorrow.
Peace.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.